Welcome to the PS Younger Self podcast, where we talk to inspiring entrepreneurs, thought leaders, and creatives on how we can all crush our fears and optimize our lifestyle to live our most fulfilling lives, and always on our own terms.
How do I know when I'm actually healing? And I asked this question out loud, and I'd love for us to explore and maybe share from our personal experiences. Because you know what? I actually asked this question to one of my therapists in the past because I felt like I was healing, and probably it was more wanting to know that I was on the right track, know that I was healing, know that I was learning from the past, breaking a cycle. So when I asked this question to my therapist, I even said, can I ask that? Like, and she's like, of course. And you know what her answer was? Her answer was, we're always continuously healing, aren't we? It was kind of like a rhetorical question. But I thought, oh, that's true. You know, if we really consider it as a journey, I think now that I remember, lastly, she said, the fact that you're asking this question and being aware of your soul is like one recognition of healing. But anyway, I wanted to share that because that was a question I had, because I wanted to know for myself, like, is there a way for us to recognize, identify when we're healing so that we can actually feel good about ourselves, about our progress, that we're on the right track? What do you think?
I love what you just said, because it touches on a different, not opposing ways of looking at the journey of healing. So I'll give you my straightforward point of view on all of that. Probably 5 years ago, if you would have said to someone, I'm healing, his perception of that word and of that journey, or 10 years ago, let's say, the reaction you would have gotten from people, or even from yourself saying it out loud, was very different from what we're getting today. And it is becoming mainstream. Everyone is talking about it. Everyone is interested about it. Everyone wants to go into a healing journey, what they call healing. I don't like this word. As a medical field practitioner, as a dentist, as someone who has touched on the concept of treating illnesses, as soon as you identify with a term, it is hard to detach from it. So if the purpose of your journey is to reach wholeness, which is a bit the definition of healing, it is a bit opposed. It goes into a contradiction, which you were describing very well with your experience with your therapist, where we're saying, like, I've done the work, I'm doing the work, I'm in that journey, but where am I going? Have I done the work? How do I check in? The new definition that we're bringing into this term holds for me a lot of stagnation, you know, like where I'm always going to be healing from a journey that I don't know where it's going to end. I don't know where I'm going to reach. I don't know. Plus kind of an identification with the process of I'm sick and I need to get out of something, or there's something wrong with me that I want to work on. In that sense, it's the same in medicine, and we've changed that from when you have a patient and he is suffering from an ailment, we try to tell him, don't say, I am dyslexic, for example. You know, I suffer from time to time from episodes of dyslexia, is much more a way of differentiating yourself from what you're suffering from or from what you want to be working on. So for me, if you want healing today, is more of a transformation, is more, I'd rather say, okay, I want to feel good. I want to feel better. What are the things that I want to feel better about? I think that concept, when we change it in our head, guides us towards that journey of what we call healing, because you know that what you want is to feel good. What you want is to feel better in a general sense of the term. So it's more a transformation. Once you differentiate that, once you can make that differentiation in your head and you don't get sucked into all this healing path, healing journey, and people getting together just to talk about their healing journey, I think that that is more, you know, of a low energy, you know, of a low stagnating. I'm remaining where I am and I don't know how to get out of it, or look at me, I'm healing, or I've worked on it. Whereas someone who goes with it more subtly, humbly, deeply, and says, I just want to feel better. I just want to work on everything that feels better for me. I mean, that's my way of having looked at it. So healing for me is more about change, well-being, and transformation, and most of all, growth. Rather than removing a sickness, removing parts of me, you know, attacking myself because there's something wrong with me that I need to fine tune, hide, or rearrange, etc.
Yeah. That was very fascinating to hear kind of your perspective and why you started off by saying, I don't like that word. So I was very curious. I'm like, I wonder where she's going to go with it. I'm like, why does she not like the word? And I think I gathered what you said and the key points in terms of, I agree with you that healing is about transformation, is about change. And I'm not going to put words in other people's mouth, but for me, when I use the word healing, it is because, of course, I want the end goal, not to fixate on the goal, but I am focused on transforming from a state of where, at least for me, it was about breaking old negative patterns so that I can show up more empowered, confident, aware of my insecurities and triggers to just be more conscious and whole and just a better person of regulating those situations that triggers me in a bad way, that gets me into this like negative cycle. So for me, I agree with you that it was also always about transformation. But I think, correct me if I'm interpreting this incorrectly from what I gathered, I believe what you're saying, that why you don't like the word healing is because we agree, like, it's about transformation, but the word healing fixates on the low energy vibration, focused on the pain, focused on what's maybe broken or suffering or not working well, versus when you said, I like to focus on just feeling better. You know, so that is the higher vibration, like energy, right? Is that what you are kind of saying, right?
Yes, I'm saying that because, of course, I mean, you are someone who's very aware of your world and what you want to bring into your life and what you want to remove into your life. But today, lots of people are going into that healing journey without that awareness, meaning they get lost in it. They get lost in that term. And that is why I was saying, the word healing, because in our life, we relate it to sickness, we relate it to disease, we relate it to pain, like more of a medical term, like curing something that is very low and sad and brings sadness, is sometimes becoming a challenge for people to introduce change into their life. So what we want to do is just like make it easier. Simplify it, uplift your name, focus on the upliftment, focusing on what feels good, on what actually bringing awareness to where you want to go with that journey. It's not because someone said that you need to be less angry. Maybe it serves you in your work. Maybe your anger, kind of what you call anger, is exactly what you need to have today. And you shouldn't be solving at your anger issues if it's not having bad repercussions in your life. You know what I mean? It's about having the guidance, the correct guidance on that journey to not see everything as something that needs to be removed. So to achieve that goal you're talking about, it's not about having, just like your therapist said, it is a journey. It's your life journey. Whatever you've lived made you, right? Your traumas, or you want to remove them, you want to become aware of them. You want to see what services you today and what doesn't anymore. If you are starting to feel like there's a load or there's something bad that is happening today and you have blockages and you want to stop those patterns from repeating themselves. So it's a game of consciousness.
And thank you everyone for tuning in to another episode of PS Younger Self. It really means a lot to me that you're spending your time with me. So if you like this episode, please be sure to subscribe at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or just about anywhere you listen to your podcasts. And leave me a review. Tell me what you think. It really helps me get more valuable content to you guys. So until next time, take care and remember to always live your life on your own terms.